Institute of Jewish Studies. This is Pardes from Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Tzav. This week, Tzav with Yiska Smith. Yiska Smith is an adjunct faculty member at Pardes. And now, Yiska Smith.
Spiritual insights into the meaning of the verse, "Fire shall be kept burning upon the altar continually, it shall not be extinguished." Leviticus 6:6. Eish tamid tukad al hamizbeach lo techbe. Vayikra vav vav. Keeping the flame burning. A divine invitation to be in partnership, to be in relationship, to be in connection. Rav Kook teaches in Orot HaKodesh, Volume 3, the following. Regarding the thirst for godliness, the tzimaon, that burns and rages with a strong feeling in the heart, habo'ev so'ev shalhevet ozo balev, it is forbidden to extinguish it. If an individual were to extinguish the spark or the ember upon the physical altar in the tabernacle or in the holy temple, he would transgress the prohibitive commandment in Leviticus 6:6. Fire shall be kept burning upon the altar continually. It shall not be extinguished. Lo tichbe. So much the more so, kal v'chomer, one who extinguishes the spiritual, supernal spark, gachelet ruchanit elyona, that burns upon the spiritual altar, hamizbeach ruchani, which fills up one's sacred life, the Jewish heart, halev hayisraeli. Indeed, just as with the fire that burnt on the altar in the tabernacle and in the holy temple, one needs to continually add fire from the realm of the human being, a hedyot, and not only refrain from extinguishing the flame within oneself, whose source is from above, but not to rely solely on it. The fire that the human being adds to the altar consists of applying one's intelligence with wisdom and understanding, with the light of learning Torah, and with the light of fulfilling a mitzvah, as we read in the book of Proverbs in Mishlei 6:23, Vav, Chaf Gimel, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the Torah is light. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or." All of this in order for the lofty flame within, hashalhevet aliyah u'mitromemet, to rise and increase in its strength and power, affecting all aspects and levels of one's life, from spiritually the highest place in heaven to the lowest place on earth. Within this context, I would like to suggest that the fire from above refers indeed to the very existence of the soul within each one of us. This neshama within every human being is the breath, in Hebrew, the nishima, that God breathed initially into Adam and Chava, and ever since continues to breathe into every human being. As we see in Mishlei, in Proverbs 20, 27, Chaf Chaf Zayin, the lamp, the light of God, is the soul in the person, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Each inhalation is a reenactment of the first breathing of the divine breath into the human being. This parallels what we would refer to as the fire from above. The fire from the human realm, from below, this refers to the expression of the soul, We have the existence of the soul. Now we have the expression of the soul. In the way we think, in the way we speak, how we behave, each one of us in our own unique and authentic way. Hence we see the partnership, the relationship, and connection between God from above and the human being below, vis-a-vis the soul, that piece of God from above within each one of us. This ensures the soul's sustainability, her growth, and her manifestation within us and in the world we live in. Additionally, keeping the flame burning also expresses itself by encouraging and supporting each other's efforts to honor and tend their own unique fire within. The Rambam writes in the Laws of the Daily and Additional Offerings, Behilchot Tamidin U'Musafin, Perek Bet Halacha Aleph, Chapter 2, the First Halacha. It is a positive commandment to keep a fire continually burning on the altar. As it is said, again in Leviticus 6:6, Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach. Fire shall be kept burning upon the altar continually. This was initially the miraculous fire that descended from the heavens. It was a nes, Sheyada, he writes, Nisit Sheyada min Hashamayim, as we see in the book of Leviticus 9:24. Tet Chaf Dalet. A fire went forth from before Hashem and consumed upon the altar the offering. Vatetze esh melefnei Hashem, vatochal al hamizbeach et ola. Rav Yaakov Halevi Filwer, from Mirkaz HaRav Yeshiva, foremost student of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, the son and leading disciple of Rav Cook, provides the following insight. He writes, however, the Torah is not satisfied. The Torah is not mistapeket, he writes, solely with this fire that miraculously descended from the heavens. Rather, she commands us to bring as well fire from the human realm. We learn this from the verse in Leviticus 1:7. In Aleph Vayikra Aleph Zion. The sons of Aaron the priest shall place fire on the altar. V'natnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Esh al HaMizbeach. So we see a fire came from above and a fire comes from below. He asks, why is the Torah not satisfied with the fire that descended from the heavens, and therefore commands us to bring additional fire from the human being? Because he teaches this shiluv, this combination of a heavenly act with a human-oriented act, contains guidance and direction for the very role of the human being in God's world. Hadracha, hanechiya, guidance and direction for our tafkid, for our very role. In the Midrash Kohelet Rabbah, chapter 7, it is told, this is exquisite, when the Holy One, blessed be He, created Adam, He gave him all the trees in the Garden of Eden and said, see how beautiful and praiseworthy my deeds are. Everything that I have created, for you I have created. For kol ma shebarati, bishvilcha barati. Take care not to spoil and destroy my world. Tein datacha shelo tekalkel. B'tachriv et olami. However, Rav Filber continues, the role of the human being is not merely to abstain from spoiling and destroying the Holy One, blessed be He's world, because the human being was not created in order to be a passive creation who does not make nor create anything. We were created in the image of the Creator. Hence, we have within us the spirit of creativity. Rather, the fundamental role, hatafkida ikari, of the human being is to enhance, leshachlel, and to complete, ulhashlim, the world. I would like to suggest that the human being, unique among all of the wondrous, amazing creations, was ennobled with both the privilege, the zechut, and hence the responsibility, the achriyut, to profoundly become an active partner with God in the ongoing practice of bringing the world to its ideal state for which it was created. Specifically, revealing the presence of the divine creator in a world that apparently conceals its very essence. This begins within our own inner world. We human beings are born into an incomplete world that needs our engagement in order to realize its potential as a space whereby the divine presence is apparent and indeed recognized. Indeed, our very being within and how we are in the world bears tremendous significance in the greater scheme of God's created universe. Rabbi Yosef B. Friedman, director of the Lubavitch Chabad Kehot Publication Society, provides yet another unique insight as he teaches the following from the Lubavitch Rebbe. The fire on the altar, he teaches, must be kept burning even on Shabbat, despite the fact that starting or stoking a fire on Shabbat is usually prohibited. It's asur. Additionally, ritual defilement, tumah, precludes the priest, the kohen, from entering the tabernacle or the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, and performing the sacrificial rites. However, if there are no undefiled priests available, tahor, then ritually defiled ones, tumah, are in fact allowed and must, are required to enter and perform the rites, including tending the fire on the mizbeach, on the altar. The divine fire within our hearts, our enthusiastic desire to cleave to God, to be in relationship to God, to be close with God, through learning God's Torah, fulfilling the mitzvot, and revealing his/her presence in the world, must also be constantly, continually kept stirred and alive. The law that the altar fire must be kept lit even on Shabbat and even in times of tumah, of defilement, provide the following spiritual insights in our own practice. The essence of the Shabbat is the ascent of consciousness. It's an aliyat ha-machshava, an expanded consciousness, from its active orientation toward transforming the world, the physical world, into God's home, into more of a passive orientation toward experiencing the world as already being God's home. So we move on Shabbat from the weekday transforming to the Shabbat experiencing. This is why we are forbidden to engage in weekday work on Shabbat. Involvement with worldly work contradicts the higher reality of the Shabbat. Cognizant of this fact, we might think, when we enter into the Shabbat consciousness, in error, we might think, that whenever our minds become entranced with God's presence in our lives, and we become absorbed and basking in this revelation, we are not only allowed to detach ourselves from the world, but encouraged to do so. And we need not be concerned that this elevated consciousness, this machshava ila'a, have any impact on our emotional involvement in our daily observance of the mitzvot. And nothing can be further, or could be further from the truth. The Torah, therefore, teaches us that the fire of the heart must be kept aflame, most definitely, dafka on Shabbat. Our connection with God must never become a purely intellectual affair, but must always set our hearts aflame as well. In fact, I'd like to remind us that in the book of Proverbs, again in Sefer Mishlei, Chaf Gimel Chaf Vav, 23:26, we read, "My son, give me your heart, tanabani libchali." And we read in the Zohar and in Masechet Sanhedrin, we read there, "Rachamana libabai," that what does God want? God only wants the heart. Now, at the other end of the spiritual spectrum, we may sometimes feel so distant from the Torah's ideals, or we may feel so encumbered by our own negative spiritual baggage, that it is hard for us to imagine how we could even begin to live in accordance with such ideals. Have you ever felt that? I have. In times of such cynicism, we are told to keep our divine fire burning also in times of our own personal ritual defilement. Meaning, even when we feel unqualified, when we feel disconnected and distanced, thereby mistakenly rendering us unable to enter realms of holiness. Rabbi Friedman reminds us, by keeping our enthusiasm fired, even in these moments, even in such times, the divine flame within us will eventually burn away all impediments to joyful, holy living. He quotes the Maggid of Meserich, Rabbi Dovber, who interpreted the verse, "If the inner fire of the heart is kept burning continuously, it will extinguish all negativity." But the fire can only manifest its wondrous power if it is kept burning continuously. Any lapse in enthusiasm is an opportunity for cynicism to find its way into our hearts. An intermittent fire, or the memory of recent flames, is therefore not enough. Rabbi Friedman concludes, we must become adept in our spiritual practice in cultivating our inner fires to continuously burn, no matter how our moods may vary. And this is actually, if I may add, very reminiscent of much of the P.S. Etzner's writings, the Eish Kodesh. He writes actually specifically in B'nai Machshava Tova, in the conscious community, where in fact, he mentions this in entry 11, that every single feeling we experience from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, ranging the gamut of the human experience from utmost despair to utmost joy and gratitude, every single feeling, every hagashah, actually is a mafteach, is a key to unlock the door that mysteriously at times conceals the soul from our own consciousness. In closing, I would like to suggest that what all these inspiring teachings share in common is the importance of encountering the divine spark, that Nitzotz Elokit, within our hearts. And equally so, the importance in believing and trusting in ourselves that we can, in fact, bring healing, refuah, to bring warmth and to bring connection, hitkashrut, to a fragmented, cold, and lonely world that is suffering in anguish, in despair, and in hopelessness. As we bring our own fire from below to enhance the fire from above, under all conditions, at all times, and in all places, we are literally helping to bring humanity to a higher plane of redemptive and radical consciousness. Chevre, be'ezrat Hashem, may, with God's help, may all of us, may we always continuously keep our inner flame burning. Shabbat Shalom. Toda.
Thank you, Yiska. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.